For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me is junior forward Emma Terrace out of New Hope, Minnesota. And Emma, great hockey game against the Gophers. At least the first 48 minutes, you guys had complete control. Talk about what it was like to be able to come back home after last weekend and play against a team like the Gophers.
Well, we're always excited to get back to WCHA play. And like our whole thing was just to start quick and play the whole 16 minutes. So our whole goal is to play the whole 16 minutes and keep moving the whole entire time.
You guys got off to a pretty good start there in the first. The Gophers, though, if you give them any space, they'll take over in the offensive zone. What kind of adjustments do you guys have to make?
That's our big thing, is like try not to give them any space, because if you do, they're going to do all the pretty plays and everything. So our big goal is to not give them space and close on them quick.
They must have made some adjustments there in the second. They controlled a lot of the offense. Brittany Mullet came up with some spectacular saves. What is it like for you to watch a player like that come up with those kind of saves?
I'm screaming on the bench every single time. She's an amazing goaltender, and she's always so calm and just poised the whole entire time. So it's really nice to have her in that and know that you're going to be okay in situations like that when something falls your way.
Well, I was super impressed by Haley Mack. She's a freshman. She's centering between you and Cicely Nelson. She was buzzing up and down the ice, not even intimidated by a Gopher team. What were your thoughts about her play?
She's doing awesome so far. She came right in the lineup and she's ready to go. And she has the attitude you need. She's just like, all right, I'm going out there. Let's do it. Let's go. And that's the kind of player you want in the line. She's doing great so far.
Well, you guys finally got on the scoreboard there in the third. Lauren Miller, one of your senior captains, of course. And she's just had a great season so far. Two goals for her. How excited were you guys to get that first goal?
It was awesome. We've been talking a lot about things on the power play to do and kind of switch it up, because we've had the same power play. We were trying to try this new kind of thing, and it worked out. And so it was awesome to see it work out and have her score, because she deserved it. She was working really hard today.
Well, I know last weekend there were a ton of penalties called, and your power play didn't get any goals. Obviously, a 5-on-3 goal against the Gophers is huge, even if
it is huge for sure.
The one thing I noticed about the Gophers today is their defensive players were getting the puck a lot. What do you guys need to do to counter that?
We just need to not let them skate up the ice so much. We let them bring all the way into the zone, which isn't a good thing to do, because they're coming in fast on flat for the people. So we should take them a lot earlier for sure.
What do you guys need to do to beat the Gophers on Saturday?
Keep playing our game and don't get down at all, that's for sure.
What's been your favorite thing about Beaver hockey so far? I know you're still young. You've still got a while to go, but what's been your favorite moment so far?
I love everything. Just the teammates. It's always so much fun in the locker room every single day. There's never a dull moment with these girls.
Find Beaver hockey for me.
Hard working, having fun, always there for each other.
Emma, good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.